It wasn't even close. The return of Team USA to take the World Cup in women's soccer was more like a 90-minute coronation in the lopsided 5-2 match over Japan. Carly Lloyd's three goals in 16 minutes redeemed the team's 2011 disappointments and fixed Lloyd forever in soccer hat-trick history. Japan wasn't shut out, which was about all you could say, as the team of Abby Wambach, Carly Lloyd, Hope Solo, and Megan Rapinoe's defense and offense dominated the defending champs and in the end took the cup in a tearful moment 16 years in the making. Danielle Fotopoulos is a former teammate of the United States national team that won the 1999 FIFA Women's World Cup and the head coach of the Eckerd College women's soccer team in St. Petersburg, Florida. Danielle, how exciting was that?
It was very exciting, and to say the least, it was pretty unbelievable at the time.
How did you react to all that offense coming right at the beginning of the first period?
As a soccer team, you could just tell that they were ready. Obviously, they came out guns banging and, you know, scored right away, and you turned your head, and before you knew it, I was like, is this a replay, or did we just score again? You know, there was a email kind of going around with all the 99ers. People were getting chills, tears, crying. Some people missed it because they turned their head. So it was pretty phenomenal.
So I guess there will be lots of sharing of highlights via social media.
Absolutely. Before the game was even over, people were just texting me, you know, pictures of Lloyd on an eagle. I mean, it was just, and then we were all sharing moments that we had. And I really think that this team, this World Cup team, just put a stamp on themselves. I think they kind of got the monkey per se off their back and just made their own statement.
And a lot of different kinds of monkeys. I mean, Carly Lloyd has her own, and she certainly put those to rest. But then also you have the veterans on that team, Abby Wambach, Hope Solo, of course, at the goal.
Yes. Getting that gold is something that I know has been weighing on them as a team, and it definitely is outstanding for them, and I'm really proud of them. I'm proud of those veterans. I'm proud of the girls who and women who are on the team that are gaining these experience, that they're going to be able to do that in the next World Cup or that after, to share that and hopefully continue to get another star on the jersey.
Network broadcast on Fox, a big audience. What do you attribute Lloyd's success to? Was she channeling some alien civilization?
No, she is driven. She is a woman who has such confidence and character, who can go out there. And I mean, the goal where she scored at half field is a world-class goal. And to do that in a final is just remarkable and just says what type of player she is. And you could tell that she, you know, she's one of the players too in the last World Cup that had missed a PK. And I can tell you from experience, when you miss a PK and then you play that team again in the same scenario, you're not forgetting that kind of pierced heart that you have. You know, she was playing to redeem her team, the country, herself, and she did that. She, has a hat trick in the finals in a World Cup. Not very many people can say that.
Well, nobody can say it on the women's side, and nobody in the world can say it in the first 16 minutes of play, that's for sure. Danielle, can the women's program in the U.S. top this in the next 4 years?
Oh, I have no idea. But this is pretty awesome, and I can say I know it made everybody proud in the entire country, including my generation and those to follow, and I know that it's going to be remembered from here on out.
Danielle Fotopoulos, former teammate of the United States national team that won the 1999 FIFA Women's World Cup, and she's the head coach of the Eckerd College women's soccer team in St. Petersburg, Florida, commenting on the 5-2 victory of the U.S. team over Japan in the Women's World Cup. Danielle, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.